Isn't it just the worst feeling when you're sitting in meditation and then your foot or your leg goes to sleep or you get pins and needles? This used to happen to me too. And in this video, I'm going to answer the question, how to sit cross-legged without your legs going to sleep. There are a lot of ideas and beliefs about meditation, and one of the most prevalent is that we need to control our minds. And yet there is an innate intelligence that comes forward with wise questions like, how can I sit cross-legged without my legs falling asleep? That points to the importance of the setup of our bodies for seated meditation. My name is Melissa, and people have been coming to me for advice on how to sit for a number of years as a yoga teacher. I guess it's because I have videos on how to open up your hips here and on my main channel, so I'd love for you to subscribe. However, I think it's my experience as a student of meditation in the lineage of Dharma Ocean since August of 2016 that best positions me to answer this question. I love what Will Johnson says in his book, The Posture of Meditation, that our posture is the foundation on which our entire practice of meditation rests. If we do not establish a posture that supports our meditation, then it's difficult to progress on our meditative path. Of course, our legs falling asleep or pins and needles in our feet is going to inhibit our practice of meditation. So why do our legs fall asleep? Why do we get pins and needles? Tingling or pins and needles is caused by a block in the blood flow. There's too much pressure, probably in the hips, and in this case, we need to change the shape of our body. The tingling is a sign that there's pressure on a nerve or a pinched nerve, and there is reduced blood flow supply. So this is a serious message from your body that you need to pay attention to. If your legs falling asleep is infrequent and it only happens during meditation and it goes away when you change your position, you probably don't have too much to worry about. But if it's frequent, then it's worth checking with your doctor because these things can be a symptom of more serious conditions. So don't ignore them if it's coming up a lot. So what can we do when it comes to your meditation practice? Well, when you align your body properly, you will experience a sense of softness and ease in your body. No pain and no numbness. You can take advantage of the downward pull of gravity and release the pelvis and legs so that gravity is supporting your body and you're not resisting or working against it. The most important thing when you are arranging your sitting posture to sit cross-legged on the ground is to sit so that your pelvis is higher than your knees. So just propping with cushions, a block, a bench, or a chair until your pelvis is higher on your knees. Just keep plopping. Depending on the anatomy of your skeleton, it may not be possible to sit cross-legged, so don't get too attached. Your pelvis should be able to tip slightly forward so that your spine can sit directly above or even slightly forward of your sit bones on your pelvis. This is how you're going to create a stable base for your upper body and let go of tingling and pins and needles in your legs. If you don't have your pelvis higher than your knees, then you're going to have to brace and hold on to yourself. And this could create that blocked blood flow or pinched nerve that is causing your legs to fall asleep. Now, once you have your hips higher than your knees, then it's also important to support your knees. So you don't want them to be hanging out in midair because this is going to take effort to hold them up there. Will Johnson says that holding in the body creates holding in the mind. So fill the space with blocks or cushions or folded blankets. So now that your lower body is relaxed, you can also be resilient and relaxed in your mind. Now, I will say that I used to get pins and needles in my feet, and this was from too much pressure, maybe in my feet or my ankles and the floor. So simply having a zabuton or a folded blanket eased the pressure, and I no longer get pins and needles in my feet. So if you would like more support in opening your hips to sit cross-legged in meditation, then just go to melissawest.com/hips and I will send you some videos. If you made it all the way to the end of the video, give yourself a thumbs up and put no more pins and needles in the comments. Namaste.